Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Thank you for joining me. And before we go into the Word of the Lord, let's pray. Father, I thank you for the privilege we have of coming to you in prayer, that we might find the grace and the help that we stand in need of when the battles and trials of life come our way. And Lord, I feel in the Spirit many are listening that are discouraged. They've been going through a difficult time. And Father, right now I'm asking in your mercy, in your grace, in your faithfulness that you will touch them in their spirit, first of all, and then in their body, in their mind, in their emotions. Lord, the enemy knows his time is short. And Lord, the battles have been unparalleled. There's just a tremendous amount of spiritual warfare. But Lord, not enough to overcome your people. For you have given us the victory. All that Jesus did, all that he accomplished, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And so, Father, I release from the very portals of heaven, the strength, the understanding, the wisdom, the guidance, the directions that is needed. I ask you to touch bodies. I pray for healing, and not just a physical healing, Lord, but of emotional healing from the woundedness and the hurts that the enemy has used others to impose upon your beloved. Father, in the name of Jesus, we look unto you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we know, Lord, in your mercy and your goodness, you would not allow us to be tested above what we're able to endure. So, Father, we thank you. There is a clear way of escape. There is the solid promises of your word, that we can stand upon. And so, Father, I release the meeting of every need in the mighty and wonderful name above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Well, as we open the broadcast today, there's a scripture I'd like to share with you that when I was a new Christian, I just loved it because it had such unlimited potential and possibilities. And that is found in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, I'm going to read verse 9 first. And that is, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." What a promise, what a statement. And the qualifications are that you have to love him. And if we love him and his blessed son, Jesus Christ, that was sent into the world to be the savior of mankind, and love the precious Holy Spirit that abides within us as we have accepted and received Jesus, then let's look at the rest of that. "I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." And as a new Christian, that so overwhelmed me because obviously the first part is very clear. We haven't seen, we haven't heard, but neither have entered into the heart of man. That refers to our imagination. And I don't know about you, beloved, but some of us have very vivid imaginations. And of course, the things which God hath prepared when we are to be with him, because that was the whole point of Jesus' coming, was to restore man into fellowship with God. That fellowship was lost through our first parents in the Garden of Eden when they willfully chose to sin and disobey God. But God provided, knowing all things, the future, what would happen. He knew that they were going to fall, so he had provided a way out, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. The seed of the woman, which was Jesus, would crush the head of the serpent. Praise God. And so I always would imagine what wonderful things were ahead, what it was going to be like to be with Jesus. And we can comfort and encourage one another with these thoughts, but there comes a time when we have to come back to stark reality of this life and look to God for answers, for direction, for guidance, and for help. He has planned these things for us, and I always looked forward to it as a future event when we're with Him, the glories of heaven. And of course, that's certainly true. But look at the next verse that follows. Okay, we're talking about we can't see, we can't hear, we can't imagine the things God has prepared for them that love Him. Verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And so this very next verse brings us into the reality that we are now living in, that we can, in this present life, expect things from God that we haven't anticipated. And I believe God, he said, unless you can be as a little child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And so just as a little child looks forward to anticipation and expectation of with each day, you know, as we get mature with responsibilities, we don't get really excited about getting up in the morning, if we're very honest at times, right? But a little child, they wake up to see what fun things they can do. I'm speaking, of course, a child that's in a healthy and loving environment. So God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. And how does He do that? Well, He gave us His Word, the many promises of God, which are sufficient for every need of our natural life and our spiritual life. And another verse that meant so much to me, and still does, is found in 3 John verse 2. Again, another comprehensive scripture. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Again, this covers the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. And we, you know, as we read that, we rejoice that this certainly is what God wants for us. He wants us to prosper. And that refers to our physical needs, our in terms of our material needs, our financial needs, that we can provide for ourselves individually, for our family, for loved ones, and be in health. Our physical health is a very key factor in our ability to be effective for the Lord and to be energized and energetic and able to do the things that God has called us to do in our personal lives. But there's a contingent, even as our soul prospers. And so I wanted to devote this broadcast and however long God chooses, that we will look at true prosperity, which is our soul prosperity. Because if our soul prospers, beloved, then physical health and financial health, emotionally, circumstantially, all the things that pertain to life and godliness, God will provide us with. But our soul needs to prosper in the things of God. And when you just basically first read that, obviously sometimes people just think of financial prosperity. And of course, the Lord does want us to prosper, to have all of our needs met. And not just our needs met, but that we can have blessings in abundance above and beyond our needs so that we can bless others. We can bless the Lord's work to do the things He would enable us to do. But one of the most subtle things the devil tries to do is to put, and has done it for years, that focus is put on the money part, the financial part of prosperity, and rob so many of the true and powerful focus that they have as a member of the body of Christ. Our place, our identity in the body of Christ is to be blessed, especially in our soul, and it would flow naturally. I mean, if we are attached to the vine as a branch, then the life of the vine is going to flow through us if we are solidly and healthfully and properly attached. And that's why spiritual prosperity is so important. Whenever we learn to seek God and to do that which is right in His sight, He will prosper us. Let's look at a scriptural example, and I'm going to be reading from 2 Chronicles, the 26th chapter, and I'll start at verse 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. And in verse 4 and 5, I'll skip down a few verses, and he, this is Uzziah, did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah. There was the prophet Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And then as we go down through the following verses, I won't take the time, but he had victory over his enemies. He built towers in Jerusalem. He digged many wells. He had much cattle in the low country, in the plains. He loved husbandry. He had a great deal of fighting men, and the whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And so he prospered in every way because he sought the Lord his God. Well, I'm going to have to leave us hanging on a cliff, unless you remember the rest of the chapter, until tomorrow. I do thank you for joining me, and as I bring this broadcast to a close, it's such a blessing to spend this time with you, but I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I pray for my UCM family and my radio family every day. So I invite you, if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, He has a reason. And so I ask you to obey Him. The announcer would give our contact information. If you email, I will certainly confirm receipt and pray. But if you would like a personal answer back by mail, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you and thank God for you. And thank you for the privilege of being able to minister to you through this broadcast. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.